Greetings once again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. Back in our home studios at the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. Refreshed, renewed, revived, resuscitated, resurrected, and ready to bring you today's episode 9 of the Book of Esther as part of our Dynamic Duo Daily series covering Esther and Daniel. Well, we've had quite a ride. Haman tried to set things up to be honored by the king, and the king ends up honoring Mordecai and having Haman do it. So that was quite a simple twist of fate. And now the king has Haman to deal with. And that's what episode 9 is about. Just to let you know, we're ready here for the Spirit to lead us. We brought in a new group of monks, as you can hear in the background. They are right on key, as far as I can tell. We've got the candle, a cinnamon cider candle of fall, flaring up, flaming gently, flickering lightly, telling us that indeed the Spirit is breathing and working in our midst. And just for today, we've got the super antioxidant yogi green tea, which is going down quite smoothly, I must say. But most importantly, we've got the book, the truth, the way, the life, amen, the Bible, the New Living Translation that we're using. And episode 9, the king executes Haman. And episode 9 runs through chapter 7 of the Book of Esther. That's right, the whole chapter, verses 1 through 10. And let us begin. So, the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. And while they were drinking wine that day, the king again asked her, "Tell me what you want, Queen Esther. What is your request? I will give it to you, even if it is half the kingdom." And so Queen Esther replied, "If your majesty is pleased with me and wants to grant my request, my petition is that my life and the lives of my people will be spared. For my people and I have been sold to those who would kill, slaughter, and annihilate us. If we had only been sold as slaves, I could remain quiet, for that would have been a matter too trivial to warrant disturbing the king. Who would do such a thing?" King Xerxes demanded. "Who would dare touch you?" Esther replied, "This wicked Haman is our enemy." Haman grew pale with fright before the king and queen. Then the king jumped to his feet in a rage and went out into the palace garden. But Haman stayed behind to plead for his life with Queen Esther, for he knew that he was doomed. In despair, he fell on the couch where Queen Esther was reclining, just as the king returned from the palace garden. "Will he even assault the queen right here in the palace before my very eyes?" the king roared. And as soon as the king spoke, his attendants covered Haman's face, signaling his doom. Then Harbona, one of the king's eunuchs, said, "Haman has set up a gallows that stands 75 feet tall in his own courtyard. He intended to use it to hang Mordecai, the man who saved the king from assassination. "Then hang Haman on it," the king ordered. So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had set up for Mordecai. And the king's anger was pacified. And that concludes episode 9 of the Book of Esther. Amen. That is the definition, I think, of a simple twist of fate. To be hanged on the gallows that you set up in your own courtyard, 75 feet high so everyone could see it, that you prepared for Mordecai, and the king hangs you on it. Such a fate. Today's daily devotional is coming from another devotion that I use frequently. It's called Just for Today. And Just for Today is a daily devotional written specifically for recovering addicts, but is applicable, as I've always said, to you, to all of us, because as we know, we're all addicted to control and self-will, that need to have things our way, to have things done when we want them done, to have people do things that we tell them to do just the way we want them to, on and on and on. The addiction of control, of self-will. So I'll substitute control for drug addiction. And I'll substitute God for higher power, for the NA program is a program that welcomes addicts from all faith traditions and uses the more generic term higher power, so that even atheists can come to believe that there is something more powerful than them that can help them. But I'll use the term God. Amen. Here it is, October 16th. It's called The Simplest Prayer. Step 11 includes this quote, "Praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out." Step 11, devotion. How do we pray? With little experience, many of us don't even know how to begin. The process, however, is neither difficult nor complicated. We came to this fellowship because of our control addiction. But underlying that, many of us felt a deep sense of bewilderment with life itself. We seemed to be lost, wandering a trackless waste with no one to guide us. Prayer is a way to gain direction in life and the power to follow that direction. Because prayer plays such a central part in our recovery, many of us set aside a particular time each day to pray, establishing a pattern. In this quiet time, we talk to God, either silently or aloud. We share our thoughts, our feelings, our day. We ask, "What would you have me do?" At the same time, we ask, "Please give me the power to carry out your will." Learning to pray is simple. We ask for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. By doing that, we find the direction we lacked and the strength we need to fulfill our God's will. Just for today, I will set aside some quiet time to talk with God. I will ask for God's direction and for the ability to act on it. Amen. Well, that's quite a day, right? An excellent episode from the Book of Esther and a wonderful devotion from Just For Today. That's how we change, you know, Just For Today. We can unpack our past, and we can block projecting into the future, and we can find God right here in the day, the present moment, this time. He's right here, or she, amen. It's so hard for us to discover the moment. Prayer can do that for us. Prayer is about the moment. Prayer is in the moment. And that's where God is. And that's why prayer is so powerful. Well, I hope you have a blessed Friday, a wonderful weekend. I hope you catch us Sunday at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live or in the Vine Street Sanctuary. But until all that happens, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, be glad in it, and talk to God, because God is in this day, this time, this moment. In Jesus' name, amen.